morning. The coronavirus has brought many shailas lehalacha in all different parts of Shulchan Aruch. Today I would like to speak about one of the shailas, a very interesting result of afterminas. Many people missed Kriyas HaTorah for quite a number of sedras. So the question arises about making up for the missed sedras. So there's lots and lots of shailas involved, just a number of them. Is Kriyas HaTorah a chiyuv on the tzibur, on the yachid? Is it possible to make up a missed sedra? If it is possible, how many sedras can you make up? Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? Can you be mashlim sedras in the wrong order? We're now near the end of Devarim, and a lot of people need to make up Sefer Vayikra. Can you do it in the wrong order? Can you make it up without the brachas? Many shailas. So we'll learn, there's a big machlokas haposkim about this. There is a shaila where the Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on every single individual, except that you just need a minyan to be mekayemit, or is it a chiyuv on a tzibur? However, everybody agrees there's a chiyuv on every individual to join in with a tzibur. Everyone agrees there's a chiyuv. So what's the difference whether there's a chiyuv on the yachid or chiyuv on a tzibur? The difference is, if you're the exception, that means the tzibur are leaning, and you as an individual missed it because of some oinus, you had to go out for a bit and you missed some of the leaning, then if you say it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, then you don't have to make up for it. If it's a chiyuv on the yachid, you have to find yourself somewhere to make up for it. Most paskim say it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, not on the yachid, which means that if you, as an individual, you missed part of leining, you wouldn't be mechuyev to make up for it, as long as the tzibur leined. But what happens, like in our case, where the tzibur missed Kriyas HaTorah? Then, according to all paskim, there will be a chiyuv for the tzibur shelein. Very good question. What's considered tzibur? Really, there's lots and lots of shailas. Is Rav Moshe Feinstein holds the tzibur is every 10 yidden? And the Shire Frame is Mashma Tzibur or the congregation of a shul. But whichever pshat you learn, it won't make enough kareen in our case because most shuls were closed for a number of weeks.
There were minyanim, were they?
Yeah, there were. There were minyanim, but there were many minyanim of people who missed Kriyas HaTorah. Many people missed Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah.
Well,
but it's a valid point what you're saying. I mean, so if everybody's part of that, no problem. The problem is if you have a number of people, let's say a few, you know, 10, 20, 30 people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah and they've come together now back to shul and they have not heard Kriyas HaTorah. So now you have a tzibur together which have not been mashlim Kriyas HaTorah.
Kriyas HaTorah means from a kosher sefer.
From a kosher sefer Torah.
Not shaila,
yes. It means from a kosher sefer Torah. Yeah, really, also a value point. Yeah, all these shailas are important shailas, but I don't have time to speak about most of them today. We'll see what we've got time for. In Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, the Rama brings the Or Zeruah that if the tzibur missed Kriyas HaTorah, then they should make up for it the next week by laying it all together the next week. So, for example, if they miss Parashas Noach, then when it comes to Lech Lecha, you start from Parashas Noach and you go through Noach and Lech Lecha. So the Mishabro brings there Machlekes HaPaskim, that's really a Mogen Avram, brings the Maramint, says that that's only if the Tzibur missed one Sedra. But if they missed more than one Sedra, you're not mashed. And the Mogen Avraham brings the Hagos Minhagim, which is the Hagos written on the Minhagim Mari Turner, is Choylek. And the Eli Rabba also is Choylek on the Mogen Avraham. He says the Ik is like the Hagos, that Yavadi have to be mashing more than one Sedra. In the Mishabura alone, it's not so clear what he paskins, because he begins in Sivkot and Vav, it's a Machorik Saposkim, and Mibio Agro Mashma, like the Shitta of one Sedra, And in Sif Kotten Zayin, he says clearly, he brings the Adi Rabbah, Mogin Giborim, all the Paskim, all Paskim, that you do have to be mashed in more than one Sedra. So it's a Machlekes HaPaskim.
What about landing your head? Because you know you're going to miss the next one.
Good question. Yeah, that will be answered with what we're saying, Mr. Shah. So, I'd like to start by talking about the fundamentals behind this, and then we'll see what Paskim say. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, brings that there's two points about leining, and one's in Perek Yud Beis in the Rambam, one's in Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam splits it into two separate dinim. One din is there's a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSofer brought in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph, that on Shabbos we have to have seven kuroim, Mondays and Thursdays three kuroim, Shabbos Mincha three. Then on Rosh Chodesh 4, Yom to 5, with reasons. This is a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSefer. That's one takana. Then there's another Gemara Megillah, which the Rambam brings in Perek Yud Gimel Milchas Tefillah, that there's a minhag for a tzibur to be mashlim Sefer HaTorah once a year. The Gemara Megillah actually says that the Bnei Ma'arava used to finish it only once every 3 years. But the Rambam brings, although there was such a minhag, Zman Chazal of finishing it every 3 years, Kvar Poshto HaMinhag, in the whole of Klal Yisrael today, keep finishing the Torah within 1 year. And what we have to understand is that this is a totally separate takana than the one of Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSefer. Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSefer didn't discuss explicitly how much you're finishing, how much you're getting through. They just said that on Shabbos you have to have seven aliyahs, etc. But how much you have to finish in the year, that wasn't part of that takana. The takana of leining Torah once a year is the idea of being mashlim the Torah. And taka on Simchas Torah, we make a siyur, a suda, a ganzer thing, chosim Torah, chosim breishes, le simchas siyuma shal Torah. And that's nothing to do with the direct takana of Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSefer. This is a separate thing that Klal Yisrael do, which was from Doris year, from many, many days ago, to finish the Torah once a year. So says the Or Zoruah, he talks there about a story that a Kehillah missed a Kriyas HaTorah, and he was asked whether you make up for it the next week. And the Or Zoruah says, Avada you do, because Enoch and Amal, you can't make up another set of seven Kruim that you've missed. You missed seven Kruim of last week, and if you have the seven Kruim this week, that's this week's Chiyav. But the mitzvah of being mashlim the Torah remains. The mitzvah of making sure that the tzibur have finished kol ha-Torah by the time you get to Simchas Torah, that mitzvah remains. So he says, Avad, you have to make it up the next week.
And he says,
maybe there's a tirchus tzibur here. Maybe chazal only masak mashlim Torah. Once I read minutes or so. Talk to Avad Anisht. Because you see, if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, says the Ozra, if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we push the Kriyas HaTorah off to the next week. And we don't say, oh, you missed it this week, that's it. Next week, just carry on from where you missed out. No, he says, because you don't take into Cheshbon Tirchus HaTzibur when it comes to be mashed, the Tzibur have to be mashed in Kol HaTorah. He goes to other Svaras as well, maybe say it's too late. So he says, it's not too late because there's no zman kavua of how you divide up the Torah. I want to read out this Lashon because I think it's very important. The Ein Loima, says the Ozua, you can't say kivan sha'ova zman kriyasa holcha la oisa haparsha. Once you've passed the time, you've missed it, that's it, it's gone. Lefi she'ein keva b'parshiyos likris parsha zu b'shava zu v'zu b'parsha zu. There's no fixed arrangement that it has to be this parsha, this Shabbos. Elokichin is through our parshas, just that's the way they were organized. V'raya l'dovo, the proof is im yer yontem b'shabbos d'ichin ha'parsha, like I said, you push off the parsha next week. V'lo y'omrin on hoil v'nitchis nitchis. You don't say once it's gone, it's gone. And he brings more ayahs as well to this principle. Lo yichayshino mishum terech ha-tzibu, v'koshkein l'chol parasha ein lochul sh'terech ha-tzibu, And he says that's why sometimes we do two sedras when we're trying to finish the year, Achrei Moed Kedoshim, you put together, it's because we have to try and finish the Torah. And he ends off bringing the Lashon HaRambam, HaMinuk HaPoshel L'chol Yisrael, Mashlimim Es HaTorah B'Shana Echol. So it's clear from the Or Zeruah L'chayra that there's no difference how many sedras you missed. The problem is, what does the Maramin say? The Maramin says only if you missed one sedra. What's interesting is that the case of the Maramin was also a story where a Tzibul missed a sedra. Actually, the story was there was a fight in Shul in the middle of Leining, and a lot of the Tzibul got very brogues. They picked up the Sefer Torah and walked out and made their own minyan somewhere else, and this Tzibul was left without a Sefer Torah. And by the time he came to the next week, things had calmed down, and Sefer Torah brought back, and the question was whether they had to make up Kriyas HaTorah. That was the story of the Maramin. So the Maramin says that he didn't have the Sefer Or Zeruah. The Sefer Or Zeruah was only printed 160 years ago. In the time of Maramin, so he did not have the parallel. But what he does is he quotes a Sefer HaAgudah in the name of the Or Zeruah. And the way that Aguda brings it is very, very bekitza. Zeh l'shoin, the Sefer Aguda b'shem Or Zeruah, in bitlu b'shabbos hatomid. If on Shabbos they mix, they will mevatel the set order v'loy koru ha-parsha, or zikru b'shabbos habor shnei parshas. That's what he says. So Maramin is medayak, that since he says he missed a parsha, mashma only if they missed one parsha, he says because we never find Chazal and Masachim more than two parashas in one go. Therefore, says the Maramin, if you missed out a sedra before the sedra where they put two together, then the next week, if you would add the missing one, you'd have three. Says the Maramin, you don't do it. Because you only have a maximum of two sedras. So really, the Maramin is a pele, because in Or Zeruah, it's not mashmazai at all. The Or Zeruah is mashma. There's a separate chiyuv in mashim the Torah, nothing to do with how many sedras and how many weeks. And as they tie at the sefer Torah Yonasan. Zichron Yonasan. Shuvah Zichron Yonasan has a shaila of a tzibul who missed a few weeks. He says, Avadi have to be mashlim, and azay paskin the Eliraba, and azay paskin the Orcha Shulcha, and azay paskin the Maram Sheik, and azay paskin the Mogin Giborim. Most Achroinim say that if you look in the Or Zeruah, you see very clearly that the Chiyuv is to be mashlim Torah no matter how many weeks you missed.
It's all got a Tzibul, no?
This is a Tzibul who missed Kriyas HaTorah, then the Tzibul should make it up. Yeah? And it's mashma however many weeks, and the correct Mahalach is that when the Tzibul come back, you start from the Sedra before which you missed, and you go right the way through, and that's Haskomas Rov HaPaskim, that's what you should do. However, the Maramin did hold only one Sedra. And the Bi'a HaGro also didn't have the Or Zeruah, and he says a very, very strange thing on the Shulchan Aruch. It's Taka Mamish Apele. The Bi'a HaGro says that which the Ramah brings, that if you miss a Sedra, you mash him the next week, he says, like by tefillah, where if you miss a tefillah, then you miss shachris because of a shoygeg, then you daven mincha twice. So says the Bi'ah, it's mashma only once. And the Bi'ah Lochas Medayik is mashma only if you missed it by shoygeg. But if a tzibul missed it by mezid, then you wouldn't make it up. Yeah, now why am I saying it's a pele? Because l'chayra, what's the connection to tefillah? Tefillah, there's a chi of shachris, mincha, marid. There's a zman tefillah. Now, if you miss it, so you've missed the shachris, so when you daven mincha, first you daven mincha, then you daven an extra shemoneh esrei to make up for the shachris. I understand, so there's only a din of one. After that, it's too late. You can't make up a shachris when you're davening marid. But by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not the pshat because I missed one, I'm now making up for my missed thing, b'toras an extra. By Kriyas HaTorah, there's a chiyuv to be mashed in the Torah the whole year, which you have not yet been mekayim. Like the Or Zeruah says, Ein keva li Kriyas HaTorah. There's no fixed week for Kriyas HaTorah. You haven't done it yet. It's not pshat, I missed it, I'm making up for it. I haven't done it yet. So we passed to be medamah to tefillah.
You wouldn't do the shlomo first, would you?
Very good. Asur Taka Sefer, one of the Achronim, who wants to say that when the Ramah says you make up for missing Kriyas HaTorah, you should do the Chiyuv first, yeah, and then the missed one afterwards, like by Tzvila. And it's Zicha Tos, because if you look in the Azura himself, he mamish says faket. He says first do the last week and then this week. It's clear. He says, "V'tzivo Reb Elazar Reb Shimon lehaschil b'parshas emer el hakoinim likroiso v'gam v'har Sinai really kroys beis Shabbos shaloi ledalek pamachas min haTorah." It's quite clear you've got to do it in order. So that psak is wrong. The shaila is only what's taka the havana of this gon. So he never had those ruah, and he held let's say like the Maharam Mimintz, he only keep up one Shabbos. What's the shaychus to Tvela? It's pella. So I want to suggest that God never meant that. He meant Taka to hold like the Maramints. Maybe Taka, he never had those Zohar, and he held it was only, Chazal were only Masakan maximum of two Sedras. Ken Zayin, the Gaon held that. But what he meant by Tefillah, Lechaira, was like this. If you think about it, the Gemara says in Brachas, really, the Korban, the Tefillahs are connected to the Korban Tomid. Korban Tomid, if you've missed it, you've missed it. There's no hashlama. There is a din hashlama on certain korbanos, but not korban tomid. If you missed it, ova yomei batel korbanos. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara's got a shaila. If someone missed mincha, maybe you can't have a mariv twice because it's already halachically the next day. Maybe say ova yomei batel korbanos. Says the Gemara, no. Why? Because tefillah rachma, which means enechana. The lechachila dikas zman of tefillah shachris mincha mariv. The chiyuv tefillah bizmano is only that zman. You can't make up for it. But there's another thing. Of tefillah shaloi bizmano. Tashlum in the Gemara says scha tefillah islei, scha tefillah bizmano leslei. You taka don't get your scha of tefillah bizmano, but you get a scha of tefillah. There's a mitzvah of tefillah. So if so, why taka only one? If it's just tefillah, why do you only make up one tefillah? So it seems that the Gemara, they weren't matriach etzibah to make up more than one mist. That's the pshat. It can't be like I timed it before, that my tefillah has got a fixed time, because anyway you're not going to get the fixed time. Anyway you're doing an extra. So it seems the Gemara understood the reason why Chazal say you can only be mashing one, according to most Rishonim, you can only be mashing one tefillah, it's because it's a tercha. And if we don't find it that in a chazal, it's takon to do more than one.
There's no tercha, there should be a problem.
But it's a tercha. It's a tercha to have more than one tefillah in one go. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu done with Chanan times, most people find that difficult. So, one tefillah. Sorry? Maybe in the Dovah Seif. Taka the Maramins uses a Losh in the Dovah Seif, and I never understood what he means. What does he mean in the Dovah Seif? You make up whatever you missed. What do you mean in the Dovah Seif? What do you mean? How many times are supposed to be?
How many times
are
supposed to be a
shoe maker? When it occurs. No, so the stories of I think the Malka brings one of the Baleatosis where he's in prison and he came out after a thing and he wanted to make up all the twillers which are missed. And then there came the whole Vikuach, how many twillers can you make up? Of course it can happen. Akoponim the Aloch is you only make up one twiller. So the Gaon, I think, meant, not that this is like tefillah, but it's like tefillah in that we're not matriach a tzibur more than once. However, I still find it shver, because we find, lemoshul, if a tzibur daven mariv, because he thought it was nacht, and then the clouds dissipated, and he saw the sun still shining, daven mariv by mistake. So a tzibur, you don't make them daven shemoyna esrei again. Krishna, obviously, you're going to have to say again, because I said it too early, but shemoyna esrei, you don't say again. But if it happened to a yochid, he does have to daven again. Yeah, so that's by tefillah. By Kriyas HaTorah, there's no such thing. Yeah, by Kriyas HaTorah, there's no such chilukim. I've had to have to make up the missed Shabbos. So who says that tefillah is the same as Kriyas HaTorah? Could be that for tefillah there weren't matriach more than once, and Kriyas HaTorah there were. So it's not a klara raya. And as I said in Ozruah, mashma that there's mechuyev, and most achrayim take on like the Ozruah, but akubonim, that would be a pshat in the Bihagro. The Maisa, even though the Gaon says that, in Maisa Rav, it's brought a story with the Vilna Gaon that he was in prison for a few weeks, and when he came out of prison, he was mashlim all the Kriyas HaTorahs out of a Sefer Torah. It doesn't say there where he made a bracha or not, but it says he was mashing all the Kriyas HaTorahs missed. So he zecha held that was the right thing to do, and I found the Maram Shik in Orachaim Simin Shin Lamed Hei says, Shomati from my Rebbe, the Chasam Sefer, that Rav Nosson Adler was once missed a number of Kriyas HaTorahs, and he did the same thing, took out Sefer Torah and was mashing the Kriyas HaTorahs. And in Ma'ase Ish brings a story with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish once missed a number of Kriyas HaTorah, and they took out Sefer Torah and he laid the missing parashas. So whether that's mamish achiyuv or a chumrah, you can't prove from these stories, but you can still prove from it, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And according to what I'm saying, l'chayra, according to many paskim, it's a proper chiyuv. Now, the shaila is, can you make a bracha? Because the problem is, as I spoke to Gaboyim of Shul, it's very, very difficult today. Imagine if you come to Shul the Shabbos and they tell you, by the way, we're starting from Parashas Vayikra, and we're running right the way through till Hazinu. Probably half the people would walk out, maybe more. It's a problem today to do that because it's so far behind. And to then lay what you're going to do for Maftir, add on Shalika Sidron in another Sefer Vayikra, how are you going to do it? Practically, it's going to be extreme. I think it's very shreya. I think Lechayr from the Ozerua is mashma is two separate takonas. One takana of seven Kurim, one takana of Imashim Torah seems to be independent. He also never had the Ozerua, it looks like, from the Loshna. He just thought Misvara, the halach is like the Cholkim on the Maramit. Akapon Lechayr, you can be Imashim even without the brachas. Lechayr, you should be Imashim with a bracha, but because it's a machlik saposkim, Lechayr, you can't make a bracha. Like all mitzvahs, when there's a sofik or machlikas, you do it without a bracha. Also, there's another reason not to make a bracha, and that is the Mishabura says in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, the Ramah says there that if you go away within 30 days before Pesach and you're not going to be able to be back before Pesach to do Bedikas Chametz, you have to do Bedikas Chametz before you go away, and that's the Medina de Gemara. Says the Ramah, we don't make a bracha. Says the Mishabura, why not? Because whenever you're doing the normal way of doing it, Chazal won't be sacking a bracha on that, even if it's a chiyuv. This is a chiyuv medina de gemara to do a bedikas chametz then, but it's not the normal bedikas chametz, so you don't make a bracha on that. So lechayr, if you're doing kriyas hatorah in a bit of a bizarre way like this, you haven't got a right. You make a bracha on such a thing. Lechayr, you can't make a bracha.
So you wouldn't call the kohen for the first aliyah and then let him run through all the way.
What do you mean? If you'll be making up within the seven Kriyim, then your father, you can make a bracha on it, no problem. My problem is only if you're not going to do it in the Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to do it after davening or something, take it out of Sefer Torah, which practically at the moment seems to be the only viable option, then what are you going to do about brachas?
Okay, yeah. If you do it in a normal Kriya, then you could give a
kohen. Vadi, you make a bracha. Vadi. Yeah, you'd have to be put it within the leaning somehow.
Give a kohen the first and to catch up to the next Sedra.
Oh, so there's another problem about the fact it's in the wrong order, because. Yeah, you're going to be missing out some. So there's a Chochmas Adam, which says clearly, and there's a Shatin, that you can lay in Shalika Sidron. And his right is because Hallel, Megillah, the Gemara says, you're not Yoitza Lemafreya. But it's Mashma, normal Kriyas HaTorah you are. Even though Lechachila, Avadi, you have to lay in order. But we're not talking about Lechachila, say, we're talking about Bediyeved, when we're stuck. So then you are Yoitza, even if it's Shalika Sidron. However, there is a Sefer Torah Sefer, a dying in Volozhin, who says a chiddush: you're not allowed to lean out of a Sefer Torah b'tzibur without making a bracha. And those people, he says, well, no, to say parashas and see him in shul without a bracha, he says, it's all wrong. Lo yafahimos. So I had a look at this Torah Sefer, and he says as follows. He brings Tshuvas or Rashba, which he also brings in Hilchos Pirchas HaTorah. Why don't we make a bracha at the end of the day after we finish learning? So he says, like the Beisos says, we never finish learning. But then he says, it's different than Kriyas HaTorah. And in it, he explains Kriyas HaTorah. He says, Kriyas HaTorah, you make a bracha tchila v'soif, because that's what you do with every takonas chachomim, like Hallel, Megillah, and something else he brings, I can't remember. There's a bracha tchila v'soif. And it's different than a mitzvah which wasn't a takana, where there you only make one bracha before, like Nesha Basuka, Antias Lulav. If it's Stam a mitzvah, you make a bracha before. But if it's a new takana, like a whole kriya, a whole thing, like Halel, then you make a bracha tchilav asaf. So, says the Torah Sefer. mashma from the Rashba, the reason why you can make a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah is because that's what Chazal wa Masaka. So if you're doing it in a way which Chazal wa Masaka, you wouldn't make a bracha. I agree, says the Torah. Well, according to the Rashba, if you decide to name Parashat Nisim because the Shulchan Aruch says it's a good idea, you won't make a bracha. However, he says, he holds that the Torah is chayla on this Rashba. Because the Torah says a loshen like this. The Torah is talking about a shayla. You've made Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and then you get an aliyah. What are you doing making another bracha on Berachas HaTorah? You've already said Berachas HaTorah. So the Torah says, lo have a bracha levatola. It's not a bracha for nothing. Demishum kvoy Torah niskena kashakira betzibol. Because this bracha on Kriyas HaTorah was instituted as a special dimension of kavod HaTorah, kashakira betzibol, therefore you make a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah. So Torah Zavos Medayeg is mashma, whenever you lame betzibol kavod HaTorah, you have to make a bracha, and if you don't, it's not kavod HaTorah. And l'chayra, you can be matche Israel. It's not mistaba the Torah will be chaylik on a Rashba without anyone bringing it down. It's much more mistaba that the Avad of the Torah was talking about that Kriyas HaTorah which Chazal were masakin. They were masakin a bracha, and he's just explaining why were they masakin a bracha if you've already made a bracha, because it's kavod HaTorah. But he's not trying to say every time you lame in a different way, you'd have to make a bracha.
Right, Shana Rabba Benai, we don't make a bracha.
Yeah, so he holds you're not allowed to. The Torah says that you're not allowed to. So I saw Dain Weiss, Baruch Hashem, I found after someone showed me, Dain Weiss, Chelik Chesim and Pei Dalad, he brings the Torah Svol, and he asks his Kasha, and then he's made that many Minhagim all over Klai Svol, we love Tzadikim and Gedolim, we're knowing various Kriyas HaTorahs without a bracha, and Avada, it's correct, he says, so you don't have to be Choshish for this Torah Svol. So therefore, comes out from Dain Weiss that it would be correct, Lemaisa. Now, if you have a tzibul who have missed all these sedras, they should take out a sefer Torah and lane the sedras which are missing. And every yachid for yachid has a chiyuv, according to those poskim, to ensure that this tzibul does that. And I'm very surprised in Manchester why not many people have done it. It's already been done in Eretz Yisrael, it's been done in Gateshead already. Why have people not done it yet in Manchester? I did the last 2 weeks in the Beis HaMedrash HaChadosh, I made a minyan for this. We had a minyan Baruch Hashem, but where's everyone? Why are people not coming to make a Kriyas HaTorah betzibul? According to many poskim, it's a chiyuv. It's true, it's not the Kulei Alma. There is the Shittur Maramintz, that you're not mechuyev more than one sedra. But my question is, when it comes to Simchas Torah, and we make a Suda Legomor Shel Torah, how can you join in if you didn't bother being mashlim the Sefer Torah when you could have? It's a chayra, a great inyan for people to be machazik to get a tzibul to make Kriyas HaTorah for the missing weeks. Shnayim mikros is a separate inyan, but that's not a tzibul. It's not a tzibul. The simcha, someone tied it to me when I was saying this to someone, he said, well, a sim you can join in even if you're not part of it.
Yeah.
Which is true, but this is not an ordinary sim. The Siyam Legomer Shel Torah Simchas Torah is Klal Yisrael Siyam on the Tzibul finishing Kriyas HaTorah. That's why it's so chomul. It says that Mishra brings down Simchas Torah. Any minig which was made for Kavod HaTorah of this Siyam, for example, the Chosn Torah Daushans, the fact you make a Kiddush, you mustn't be Mevatel because it's Niska Lechweda Shel Torah. This special dimension of a Siyam Lechweda Shel Torah, of Siyam of Torah Shebichsav, that's a seal of the tzibul finishing Torah Shabbat.
Excuse me. You said tzibul.
Yes.
Now, tzibul could mean like a shtetl. A shtetl has one base of medrash, that's 25, 30 families. That's a tzibul.
Yeah.
Manchester, Kanaina Harbour is enormous.
Right.
Kanaina
Harbour. What do you call it?
We've got 50, 60 Vati Medrashim and 100 gardens.
Yeah.
In those gardens, Manchester had a Kriyas HaTorah betzibul.
Right. No. So those people who are in a garden had it all. I've got no problem with. The problem is there were many, many people who missed sedras.
I did.
Pardon?
Well, yes,
did you miss any sedras?
I didn't.
Well, very good. Fine. Come on. No fear.
But did it because he held it's not a career on the tip, it's on the person,
yeah,
like Batnagilla.
Could be that's what the Chazanish held, and that tackle would be only a Chumrah. I'm not talking about that Chumrah. I'm talking about I'm just bringing that to show there's no harm in doing it. But Mitzad Hadin, if you have a tzibul, what's the definition of a tzibul we need to define? You have a tzibul who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, everyone has to make sure the tzibul does it. The definition of a tibur, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Shari Frank, which is mashma every shul. If Rav the shul haven't heard, then there's a chiv on that shul. And the Meravesh Feinstein says clearly, every 10 people. If 10 people are together and they haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, they have to do Kriyas HaTorah. And Be'etzim is much more mistabel that Rav Moshe Feinstein, because when Moshe Rabbeinu was Masak in Kriyas HaTorah 7, no shuls then. Every 10 Yidden have got a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. So that's his definition of tibur. So Enochanam is a shayla exactly what a tibur is, true. But if there is a multitude of people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah and they come together, they are together in shul, you know, half the shul didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah for whatever reason because of the matzah, then they should, according to many paskim, make a Kriyas HaTorah.
A chicken doesn't have to lay the chicken.
Pardon?
Sibyl. Sibyl, the chicken. Sibyl, the chicken together.